This podcast is sponsored by Wild Foods Company, a real food company specializing in organic, fair trade, small batch ingredients from small producers around the world. Check out their full line of organic coffees, teas, cacao, and vanilla products. We just tried their sweet cacao nibs and we loved them. They're perfect for granola or in muffins. Visit www.wildfoods.co and use the code AWILDCOUPLECOOKS for free shipping. It's A Couple Cooks, the podcast with Sonia and Alex Overheiser. We're a couple on a mission to find the tastiest good-for-you eats you can make in your kitchen. Because the way we eat can make a meaningful difference.
Join us as we chase after real good food through stories, recipes, and conversations about cooking at home and eating well.
Welcome back. It's Sonia and Alex for the A Couple Cooks podcast. We've got a great show for you today, all themed around a food adventure.
This weekend, we felt the need to get out in the sunshine and have a little adventure, and we're taking you along with us.
And what better adventure than the pursuit of ramen? And by ramen adventure, we're not talking about an adventure to the drugstore to get a packet of ramen for 50 cents.
You know, the old college, I'm starved and I need some food ramen.
We're talking about trendy ramen.
Maybe you've heard of it.
The kind with the thick, curly ramen noodles and beautiful vegetables and usually meat in a savory broth.
That broth is supposed to be the most important thing. This broth that just melts in your hand. Melts off the spoon. What does a broth do? But it's supposed to be really good. The broth makes the dish. And that can certainly not be said for instant ramen noodles.
And being here in the Midwest, this ramen trend we know is happening out on the coast in New York and out in California, but it hasn't quite made it to the Midwest.
But hey, Indianapolis is the new Brooklyn.
So says Bon Appetit in a new article about the Indianapolis food scene.
I have to say I'm a little bit excited about that article. It was a little bit tongue-in-cheek, referring to us as the new Brooklyn, or one of the many Brooklyns around the country. But Indianapolis food scene has really grown lately.
Which means we have a few new ramen places.
I mean, like literally in just the past, I don't know, maybe month, I feel like I've heard news around Twitter that two or three ramen places have opened in Indianapolis, so we had to get out and try one.
It's in a neighborhood in Indianapolis called Fountain Square, so we decided to drive down and give it a try. So we're in the car, driving to get some ramen.
We're headed down to Fountain Square, downtown Indianapolis.
To a little restaurant called Rook, which has some fairly authentic ramen going on.
I don't know if it's authentic, but it's supposed to be good.
And when we walked in, we were seated at a bar, which was right in front of the kitchen. So we got to see all the chefs making our ramen.
We really couldn't have asked for a better spot. So you could see, one, they don't cook the noodles in the broth, which I probably knew. But it was interesting to see that they piled the noodles in a bowl and then they topped it with the broth that had probably been simmering for hours or days.
All right, we just got our ramen and it is super flavorful. The broth is very aromatic. We're shoveling noodles into our face with the chopsticks. And I got some tofu. It's like crusted and delicious. And there's a 63 degree egg, which is like a soft egg. It's beautiful. There's some seaweed on the top. And first thing we do is break the yolk of an egg, of the poached egg that's inside, so that the egg yolk kind of is dispersed throughout the bowl. And it is one of the best comfort foods you can imagine. That steaming broth and the curly noodles and, for me, some sriracha hot sauce and the egg yolk, it all just works together perfectly.
And really, it's not too complicated. It kind of reminded me of your grandma's good chicken noodle soup, except
Wait, my grandma has never made you chicken noodle
soup. Okay, my grandma's chicken noodle soup, or Campbell's chicken noodle soup, but way better. And it had just this feeling of comfort. It wasn't trying too hard, but a little bit of edgy spiciness to it too. And as per usual, as we were leaving the restaurant, you decided that we should probably try making this at home?
Yeah, I mean, every time I go out, I find some flavor combination that I'm so excited to bring back to our kitchen and make. And this one especially, I felt like we needed this. We've never made a ramen before, and I said, hey, let's give it a try.
So it started as a simple podcast run for lunch, turned into an entire weekend adventure.
We were so inspired by our ramen date today that we just had to make it at home. So we stopped by a little Asian grocery on the way home called Sakura Mart, and we went on a hunt for some authentic ramen noodles.
And if you don't often go into these little ethnic type of convenience stores / grocery stores, I'd recommend it because you always find something new to try. It's a cultural experience that is probably right around your corner that you might not even know about.
Yeah, it definitely reminded me of, I was lucky enough to go to Japan several years ago, and it definitely reminded me of the Japanese convenience stores that I used to love going to with my sister.
So I was wandering the aisles and looking at packaged ramen soups, miso soups. There was a Hello Kitty, seaweed of some sort.
Perfect.
I found some kombu, which is the dried kelp that I had read you can make a good broth out of.
But what we were really looking for was noodles. We wanted some more authentic ramen noodles, not just the little packet with the flavor crystals inside. And so, of course, you, Alex, were kind of circling the store, and I said, hey, let's just ask if there are fresh ramen noodles here. So I asked the cashier, and she brought us back to the freezer section and said, hey, look, here's some fresh ramen. And they were very authentic looking. There was no branding on the packaging or anything. It was just a clear plastic package. So we picked up a bunch of those frozen ramen noodle packets.
I think she was quite tickled by us because at first we asked for one and then two, and then I think we ended up with four.
Yeah, so we brought home those items along with a garlic chili sauce, which we thought would be good for a garnish. And we set to work trying to create a vegetarian ramen. And we decided on vegetarian because we eat vegetarian quite frequently. And we thought it would be a good challenge because it's always a lot harder to flavor a vegetarian broth without using the beautiful flavors of meat.
So on Saturday night, I decided to try to make the most authentic ramen broth I could. I used the kombu kelp seed vegetable, I think the package said.
And we will have to say that you're not a huge seaweed or fish person.
The sea taste is not my top flavor.
Taste of the sea.
But I wanted to try it.
Yeah, so it was a stretch for you, for sure.
And I know that you have to simmer a good broth for hours, and so I think I gave it a good hour and a half.
So then it came time to test it. I did not ask the question that you usually ask me, which is this supposed to be good?
Which I think is a valid question. I'm not trying to say anything. I would just like to know before I taste it whether or not I should have some high expectations.
So I just blind tasted it, and it wasn't the best, actually.
Yeah. It wasn't bad. It was just kind of flat. Not worth an hour and a half of simmering.
But since we needed dinner, we just went ahead and ate it.
Yes, that was our second meal of ramen in the same day. It was quite a bit less satisfying than the first.
And as usually happens when we have a dud recipe, we were very inspired to try it again and try to make something that met our expectations. So we decided to scrap the authentic broth plan because we couldn't get the right flavors. We actually tried another pot of broth that didn't work out either. And instead of going the traditional route, we decided, hey, let's just take a vegetable broth and make a quick broth, adding some nice aromatics like ginger and garlic, and really make it into more of a weeknight meal that would be fresh and healthy and be easy to put together.
And I just happened to be currently developing another similar recipe that had a broth just like that. So we kind of took that, adapted it, and ran with it. And I have to say, it turned out pretty good.
It's the moment of truth. Get some noodles here. And then some of this broth with mushrooms and cream. I'm going to put this chili garlic sauce we got at the Asian market. All right, here we go. Yeah, so that attempt was, the broth was delicious. It was flavorful and aromatic. It wasn't the same as the restaurant broth we'd had, but it definitely had a similar feel, and it was much easier to put together. And
I think for a vegetarian dish, having that nice toasted sesame oil really added a lot of richness to it that it needed.
So we decided to just load it up with vegetables. We put in a bunch of greens, some mushrooms, some thinly sliced red and yellow peppers and green onions. And then we garnished it with radishes and that garlic chili sauce. And with those fresh ramen noodles, it all just looked just visually beautiful.
And I think the key here was that we didn't overcook any of those vegetables at all. They were really fresh, a little bit crunchy, except for the mushrooms, and just super delicious.
Yeah, and I was surprised. I mean, I didn't think that something like ramen could be whipped up in the span of maybe 30 minutes. Is that how long you think it took?
I think it was about 30 minutes to make and about 2 hours to photograph. So,
as per usual. So we knew when we got the recipe down that we wanted to share it with you. And we tried to get some shots just to capture the feeling of that ramen and just the vibrant flavors, which is easier said than done.
But fortunately, the sunlight is starting to warm up a bit past the coldest winter light, and I think the pictures turned out really good.
They did, and if you're wondering, we eat a lot of cold food around here. The ramen was kind of solidified and really cold by the time we were done with our shoot, but it was worth it in order to bring that to you and to kind of represent all that that ramen recipe meant.
So I have to say, I was pretty excited about this recipe. It was easy to put together. It was really vibrant tasting, and I think it will probably go into our regular rotation.
So what do we feel like we learned from this ramen adventure from restaurant to our own kitchen?
Number one, we need to get out of the house more. Because good things happen out there.
Yeah, I love going out to eat and just getting flavor ideas, and especially also traveling. It's such a great excuse to do research. Just call it R&D and say you're doing some research and development on finding new flavor combinations.
Absolutely. And I have to say, it was good to get out of my comfort zone a little bit. We cook so much Mediterranean or Mexican food, flavors that I'm really used to and know how to cook with. It was probably good for me to try cooking with some sea vegetable and see what I could do with it. Even if it was a failure, my palate learned a little bit more, and maybe next time I'll enjoy it a little bit more.
Right, and we know it's not the most authentic ramen that could be created. It's an adaptation, but it's what worked for us. And we would also love to hear from anyone who's kind of an expert in Japanese and Korean flavors. We'd love to hear your input and just other dishes that we might enjoy. So I guess it's just as good as traveling if we get out and try new places in our own city, huh?
Absolutely. I have to say, we've been doing that a little bit more often than usual lately.
And it makes me excited for our upcoming vacation. We're going to Santa Fe in a couple weeks, so that should be fun. Should be lots of culinary inspiration out there.
Yeah, if any of you have any good food recommendations or otherwise, let us know.
But when we're not traveling, you can find us in our kitchen, which incidentally is inspiration for another post we had on our website recently. We get a lot of questions about our butcher block countertops. We did a kitchen renovation a couple years ago, and a lot of people want to know, how do you take care of them? So Alex just posted on our website all of our tips about caring for butcher blocks. So if you're interested, take a look. It's at acouplecooks.com.
So thanks for riding along with us on this culinary adventure, the ramen off. And I hope you go out and have a food adventure of your own.
You can find the recipe for this ramen on our website, acouplecooks.com. You can also find us on Instagram at acouplecooks and Twitter as well. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next time.